Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Well, here we are on the Thanksgiving weekend. I guess Thanksgiving was 2 days ago. It was a Thursday.
That's right, Thursday,
yeah.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Yeah. They pre-recorded Saturday, on the other hand, so mm-hmm. Don't bother calling in because we're all off enjoying ourselves this weekend.
That's right.
So, yep, my family and I have gone down to California to the Winchester House.
Oh, nice.
Which is, for those of you out there that don't know, the Winchester House is supposed to be the most haunted house in America.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened was the gentleman who invented the Winchester repeating rifle at the end of the Civil War. His wife became convinced that all of the people killed by her husband's weapon were haunting her.
Oh.
And they were coming to their house. And they needed a place to stay. And she started building rooms for the ghosts of the thousands of people killed by the Winchester rifle.
Huh.
And she would build rooms, and then she'd tear rooms down, and she'd build more rooms. And currently, when she died, the house now has 130 rooms.
Wow. And when did she die?
1920-something.
Wow. Okay, so it's now a hotel?
Well, it's called the Winchester House, and it is, you do tours.
Okay.
And they do spook tours and all that sort of thing.
So can you spend the night there?
You actually can, and they have Halloween celebrations.
That's
and that
what, yeah,
sort of thing.
That's
there.
What I was going to say. Why didn't you go for Halloween? This is Thanksgiving.
Well, we were going to, but I caught a cold.
Ah,
and so
okay.
Instead, we are going to go down for Thanksgiving. And, so we're gonna do the most haunted house in America for Thanksgiving and be thankful that we aren't having to haunt someplace ourselves because we are alive, kicking, and having a good time.
Always good to be thankful to be alive, isn't it, Jerry?
Yes, certainly is.
Yeah.
I am amazed by my good fortune. I just am. I never thought I would end up where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I would have as much fun as I have had in my life thus far.
Okay.
I've had just a wonderful time.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I was raised, my dad was in the Navy for mm-hmm. 31 years, and he never quite finished the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't be an officer, so we were of relatively modest means. My mother was a stenographer. She took shorthand.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
And then typed it on a real typewriter.
If you said that to a Gen Z or whatever.
I have no idea what a stenographer
not, they
is.
They would not know what that means.
That's right. We didn't have AI to just type it as you say it. She took it in shorthand and mm-hmm. then translated it into English on her typewriter. And, my pop was the chief in the Navy. And so, you know, for me, the rich folks were the guys that lived over in officer country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were over there with the enlisted folks and, you know, and I just kind of never figured that I'd end up, you know, CEO and principal owner of multiple companies in my life. This just was totally beyond my ken.
So,
and being married to Bandine.
Yeah,
and
I was
having
go there.
Ivory, you know, I,
so,
mean, I thought that I was going to have my last child born when I was 65 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, even now, it boggles the mind and it's beyond the reach for many, many people.
For most people.
So, Jerry, let's do this. What are you thankful for?
everything. God, I don't know. You know, I have very pious, conventionally religious friends who kind of consider me a bit of a heathen because I don't belong to a particular church. I am a deist. I firmly believe that there is a God. I firmly believe that the universe is not a random occurrence. I think that this life we are enjoying, I hope you're all enjoying it, is one stage in our development. I think we had something before we came here, and I think there will be more stuff when we leave here.
You know, you said something very important here, this life that you are enjoying. Holidays sometimes can be a difficult time for people that don't have either the means or even the support of others or are away from their loved ones. And so to those, it is important to remind them that even just being and being healthy is something to be thankful for.
Well, and I wouldn't even say necessarily healthy. Mm-hmm. I have known people that had significant disabilities.
Sure.
That were cheerful and happy and grateful for what they had.
Yes.
Instead of focusing on what they don't have, they focused on what they did have. And what they did have might be considered somewhat limited by other people, but it was their joy and their ability in life.
That's right. You know? And as a physiatrist, you know, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of amputees, stroke, traumatic brain injuries, dementia, and people in rehab who have taught me so much about gratitude, about where they were in life. They were grateful for what they had because the alternative was unthinkable.
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, I was saying that some of my more conventional friends think of me as a bit of a heathen. But the reality is I chat with God on a regular basis. You know, I don't ever get any stone tablets telling me how everybody else is supposed to live. In fact, I am very shy about ever telling anybody else how they're supposed to live, except I can tell them how to have a healthy life, how to decrease the inflammation, how to decrease the chances of disability and stroke and heart attacks and dementia. And so I encourage people, you know, to do things that shift the odds for a long and healthy life in their favor. But I'm not their boss and I'm not their daddy, and I don't tell anybody you have to do this. I simply offer my advice to those who tell me they want it. And if you don't want it, fine. I don't tell you. But my whispered prayer probably at least a dozen times every day of my life is just thank you. Thank you. I feel so grateful for all that I have. And I cannot remember the last time I asked God for anything for myself simply because I have so much that to ask for anything else would just strike me as greed. Because I've already been blessed with, you know, I love and I am loved. You know, I get up every morning and I go out and I do my exercises. I do my runs. I have a wife who treats me as though I am the most valuable creature on earth. She caters to me. She fixes me wonderful meals. She sees to it that my home is always spotless. You know, anything, the only time she ever chides me is if she sees me doing something foolish where she thinks I might get hurt. And except for my taking chances that might get myself injured, she is the most supportive, loving human I have ever met. Though she can be a little harsh when she thinks I'm being stupid. You know, get off that ladder. You're too old for that. But,
okay.
That just happened this past week when I was putting up lights up on the underside of the eaves, and I was teetering up on tippy toe on a ladder.
You better be careful. Many a patient of mine has fallen off a ladder.
That's right. Well, she was rather direct, shall we say, in her opinion of me being up on that ladder.
You didn't feel loved then, huh?
Well, but that's the crazy thing. I do. I know that whenever she is telling me, please don't do that, it's because she loves me. She cares.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's such an important thing, what you feel. You know, Jerry, when there's so much mental illness here today, and I think social media plays a huge role in what people think. People think everybody else's life is better than theirs. Mm-hmm. And that puts them into a depression mode. They don't have that. They don't do this. They don't get out. They don't have the friends. And it's like the fear of missing out, right?
Yeah.
And my husband taught me the opposite term, not FOMO, but JOMO, the joy of missing out.
Yes. But, you know, you see these people on their super yachts and their private, their fleet of private jets, not just a private jet, a fleet of private jets. And they're miserable. They're fighting with each other. They're getting divorced. They've got lawyers throwing accusations and hurling imprecations at one another. And, you know, the thing I'm trying my best to teach my youngest, my little Ivory, who is 11, is money buys choices.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't buy happiness.
Yes.
There's a lot of really rich, really miserable people
Absolutely,
in this world.
Absolutely, there are. Yep.
You know, the more financial success you have, the more opportunities you have for making different choices in your life. Mm-hmm. And so it broadens the choices you can make. But those choices can give you a wonderful, joy-filled life, or they can destroy your life.
Yep.
And an awful lot of people use their wealth and their affluence to destroy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are not happy.
Yep.
And so, you know, I grew up in very modest circumstances. We weren't poor, but we weren't rich.
Yep.
We never owned a new car.
Mm-hmm.
A new car for us was, you know, second and third hand from somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But it was new to us.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I had my first job, I was selling newspapers at the enlisted men's mess hall.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, that was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the newspapers for 2 cents a piece.
Okay.
And I sold them for 7 cents a piece, and
okay.
I made a nickel a paper.
See, a businessman even
a
then.
A businessman at age five. And the great thing about it is I didn't have to work. I just stood at the mess hall.
Okay.
And these line of sailors went by, and they bought newspapers.
Yeah.
And, of course, my favorite customers was that probably three out of every four who gave me a dime.
Yes.
They didn't even want change. I would get I paid 2 cents. I got a dime.
So, well, you were five, and those days a dime meant a lot.
A dime was a lot because penny candy was a penny.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So,
that's right.
You know, so I started off, you know, my first job at age five selling newspapers at the enlisted men's mess hall, and did quite well at it, actually.
Yeah. See, the entrepreneur in you was alive even then.
It was, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad wasn't there a lot. He was deployed. He was at sea on aircraft carriers most of the time. I could count on seeing him 30 days each year when he was home on leave.
Mm.
But that never worried me because all the kids I knew, their dads were deployed.
Right.
And besides which, my world was filled on a military base, filled with strong young men for whom duty, honor, and country meant something.
Yeah.
And so I had hundreds, if not thousands, of role models, of male role models that were real men.
Yeah.
They were not namby-pamby, you know, how can I prove my masculinity sort of guys.
Right.
They were men, and they knew they were men.
Right.
And so, you know, I was blessed.
Yeah.
So I wasn't blessed with great wealth. I wasn't blessed with, you know, special, I don't know, special upbringing in private schools and chauffeurs.
Yeah.
But I was blessed with a country,
mm-hmm.
with a calling, with opportunities to mm-hmm. build and work and learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are still my favorite things.
Right.
I love building and working and learning. I'm 76 years old. I have no intention of retiring.
That's good
to hear. God almighty, I've still got some plans for building new companies.
That's awesome. We're counting on it, okay?
All right. Oh, dear. It looks to me like it's almost break time here. So
yeah, we're pretty close to our break.
Yeah, another 30 or 40 seconds, but... we are going to be back. We're going to chat a little more. And yes, I know you're missing your normal call-ins, and I apologize for that. But you know, we're off enjoying ourselves. It is a holiday, and we need to be with our families. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get to hear some more random rants from the two doctors in the next 15-minute segment. So enjoy the break. Listen to the commercial. Go kiss your loved one. Give them a hug and hold them and just tell them you love them.
Right.
After all, this is Thanksgiving, and let them know that they're who you're thankful for.
That's right. It's the little things in life that matter.
That's a big thing.
Yes.
Nothing more important than loving and being loved.
Absolutely. I love it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, we're back.
With the kids jingle belling.
Yes, we didn't go very far.
No, we didn't. Not at all. Kind of scooted around a little bit in our chairs.
Didn't even stand up.
No, we. But I kind of dominated this. Tell me what you are most grateful for. What gives you the greatest joy in your life?
You know, again, as we were talking earlier, Jerry, when you were mentioning about the simple things in life that are the most joyous, I'm grateful for some of those as well. Family, the work that I do, the love of my patients, the gratitude that I have for the ability to work with you all these years, where I've grown so much and I've learned so much. It's just wonderful. I'll tell you, there were patients that I've spoken to on the phone recently, and when I pick up the phone and go, "Hey, it's Dr. Yumat from Longevity Medical Clinic," I go, "How are you feeling? Always, how have you been?" And the comments always are great. It's, you know what? I was thinking about that recently. I'm so lucky. You know, those kinds of words, when you hear your patients who are, most of them are older than me, say words like that, you know, it's like, it just brings you joy. It automatically, it's not like, well, you know, and yes, I deal with problems. I deal with medical issues. That's what I'm here for. But they tied those medical issues really well. They are poised to do well because of where they are in their life. And that brings me joy. This being, seeing other people joyful, other people happy, that just gives me a lot of joy.
Well, and I can't help thinking a good part of that is because you know you have a part in giving them a joyful life.
You know, this gentleman was in a while ago. He's now in his mid-80s. And he's had struggles, and we've dealt with them, and, you know, ups and downs, some good months and some bad ones. And then as he was leaving this visit with me recently, he said, "You know, Doc, I'm the oldest in my family. I've survived the oldest people that have ever lived in this age, in this life, you know? And so I guess," he said, "I have to attribute my longevity to something, and I think that's you." And those kinds of words, you know, like, I didn't do it, and you and I say this all day long. We provide people with the tools to be successful. Yeah. I use your adage, you know, stack the odds in your favor and play the game.
Yep.
And so those are the things we're able to do. And when we see results translate into, "I've lived longer than anybody else in my family has ever lived. I'm happy. I feel lucky. I'm grateful. I feel great." Those things are just joyful to hear, you know, when you, I mean, I just get tearful when I hear those kind of comments from people. And you help them tide over those medical problems, those life issues. Everybody has them.
Of course.
So those, that's what I'm grateful for.
You know, we are mortal.
Yeah.
And so we come into this world, we live our life, and we leave. But the trick is to have, you know, a full and joyous life.
Right.
And when I talk about restoring passion to people, sometimes people mistake that for thinking that I'm talking about sex. Mm-hmm. And I am to some extent. Obviously, that is one of life's joyous passions. Mm-hmm. But it is not the joyous passion. Mm-hmm. You know, when I talk about having a passionate life, I'm talking about, you know, your work.
Yeah.
Your relationships, right. Your family, your parents, your friends, the closeness, the things you get to do every day to make other people's lives better.
Right. Yeah. There comes a point in life, I think, when you get more from giving than mm-hmm. from receiving.
Yes. You know, it is more blessed to give than to receive
right.
is important, but it's true in more ways than people often think because it's true in the sense that it makes you happy when you're able to give someone else something that brings joy into their life.
Right.
You know, and that is the wonderful thing about our profession of being physicians.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. we are not in this for the money.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of doctors that make a lot more money than you or I do from our medical aspects. I mean, that's just the real world. But I don't know anybody that enjoys their practice and their professional life more than we do.
Yeah.
Because we see the best part of medicine. Instead of treating people from crisis to crisis in which they're going downhill and downhill and downhill to a finally debilitated state and death, we actually see people getting better.
Mm-hmm.
They come to us with significant issues,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a while to turn that around.
Right.
But if they'll do what we ask them to do, and they use the tools that we can provide for them at longevity, they get stronger and faster and leaner and smarter and sexier and happier all the way through their life.
Indeed they do.
And that's the joy of longevity medical clinic.
Right, right. No, I see it all the time, and you have to be in it to kind of see it and to kind of think about where they were. Sometimes, you know, you have to sit down and remind people. I know Dr. Cho is very good at doing this. Before the end of the first year, she'll go over their first initial paperwork and she'll say, "Do you remember when you first came to me?" And oftentimes people don't. You get used to the way you expect, you know, like you had talked about vision once and how you couldn't see the color, but you didn't realize that you couldn't see color so distinctly until you took care of it. And then
because the lenses in my eye were getting yellowed and I had never noticed it. Because, hey, it was inside my eye.
Right. Know?
And so the colors were just slowly changing. But then when they changed those lenses and put in a brand new crystal clear lens, oddly enough, called a crystal lens was the brand they put in my eyes. All of a sudden, whites were stark, brilliant white, and the blues were bright blue, and the yellows were golden yellow. And I had missed that because those yellowed lenses that had been, you know, developing in there, it was like I was wearing sunglasses all the time.
Right.
And it was changing the tint.
Right. By the way, the name was probably not an accident. It was marketing company.
That's right. I'm sure they spent a lot of money coming up with the name of Crystal Lens for that crystal clear lens.
Yeah. Has to be catchy.
That's right. Well, it worked. It worked. You know, I bought it.
You're glad you did.
I certainly am. Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of new plans for the coming year, obviously. We are looking at still growing and developing. We're going to continue the practice we've had for the last 26 years now.
Right.
But we're adding a program for younger people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it occurred to me that we have probably 100,000 plus younger, that is 20s and 30s and early 40s tech workers that are sitting around sucking photons out of their screen all day, and that's the only light they're getting, you know, and they're exercising their fingertips, but nothing else on their bodies. And they're sliding downhill rapidly because sitting is the new smoking, and they spend their life sitting and coding.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we're coming up with a younger version mm-hmm. of Longevity Medical Clinic for younger people.
Right.
And of course, you know, we have treated younger people from time to time at our patient's request.
Yes.
A patient, you know, one of our classic older patients will come in and their child or their grandchild is having an issue and they ask us to consult and help them. And we've done it from time to time, though it's not really what we do.
Right.
But you do favors for your friends, and let's face it, our patients are our friends.
Yeah, you know? indeed they are. We get to know them because we've taken care of them for so long.
And we don't see them for 5-minute stretches. We see them for those hour-long visits.
That's right. And you're right. You know, a lot of the younger population is now becoming aware of what they are not doing for themselves. And they do have the means to get help.
Oh, yes.
And first it is awareness and then ability to do something about it. And so we are poised to help them be successful if this is their mission.
That's right. So, yeah, so my hope is that we can start really putting this into play first quarter of 24. So, you know, right after the first of the year.
Yeah.
I know you've got the new weight loss program you're ready to roll out.
We are, yeah.
I was talking to Natasha about that this morning. And
excellent.
She said she's given you some markers. She wants to have some answers by date certain so that she can start designing a marketing program.
What we had done was train all the doctors first.
Uh-huh.
And so they're all in the process of practicing what they've trained. But the training is now complete. And
right.
I want, you know, like anything else, I feel that physicians are able to manage some things, but in an effort to manage it well, we need to kind of make sure that they understand the nuances of what they're doing. And so that's where we were. Everybody got the ability to kind of look it up, read about it, be educated about it. And they got CME credits, that's continuing medical education category A credits, which is mandatory for us in as physicians. And in that process, they learned the do's and the don'ts. And now it is up to us to come up with the plan of how we're going to institute this. But we are ready to start our standalone weight loss program at the first of the year. And this is for anybody who's listening, who's not a longevity patient, doesn't need anything else, but just a weight loss, guidance.
Yeah.
So we will do the education, we'll do the functional medicine approach, we'll do the medications, and we will help them on their journey. They can renew after that. And then if at some point the physician feels that they need to check their hormones, we will do that. And if they want to then participate in a hormone replacement program for younger people only, then we'll be able to offer that. Now, I haven't gotten that far into how to develop that yet, but the pieces are starting to fall into place. So they'll start with a standalone weight loss program, and then it'll transition into a hormone replacement program if that's what they wish.
Okay.
If they don't, then they can be done. But this is just for younger people who don't have other major health issues.
You know what I would be fascinated to know is, and we just don't have a great test for it yet. This is one of those things I'm hoping I can, if I get down to the Buck Institute in a week or two, I'm still looking for somebody that can help us do, you know, biomarkers for senescent cell load.
Yes.
Because I can't help feeling that those very sedentary tech workers sitting at their computers and not getting adequate motion are probably setting themselves up to have an accelerated rate of senile cells built into their system. And that might be a reasonable approach to every 5 years or so do a senescent cell regimen for some of these guys.
You're right. There is nothing that we can do just for that alone. I mean, all the conferences that you and I go to, the list of labs to check are endless, and we do the vast majority of them right now.
Yep.
But that's not specifically targeting for the senescent cell load.
No, it's
there
not.
Is no a specific marker.
Yet. But there's a lot of really smart people working on that problem, and that's why, and at the Buck Institute, that December meeting, that, you know, they got people, some of the best people on the planet are there. And that's
right.
Where I love to go and just pick brains.
Yeah.
So,
but with all of our current patients, you know, we do enough of lab testing to give them an idea of where they're at. So those are all the markers that are indicating worsening problems. Mm-hmm. And we do tackle them, and inflammation being the foremost in that.
A big biggie, yeah. In which case, you know, with a weight loss, we probably ought to set up a younger person's anti-inflammatory system too.
Yeah.
You know, one designed to decrease inflammatory markers. Because even younger people are going to have that need. And of course, at that rate, then what we're probably going to end up having is having, our current patients wanting us to see their kids and grandkids too for the same sort of issues.
But right.
We'll work our way through that.
Right. So that's not, you know, kind of finalized yet. A lot of work needs to go into that part of it. But certainly, with the weight loss, we are closer to starting the 1st of January.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Very happy about that. Excited about it. And again, you know, it's a time, if you're thinking about being thankful, about being healthy, about being well enough to enjoy, remember they're connected. Mm-hmm. When you are healthy, you're thankful. When you're thankful, you're healthy. And so the connection is very strong. The mind plays games. But if you're looking for a link, then we do have that link, and we can help you be more thankful by being healthier as time rolls by.
All right. Well, we are going to do kind of a retro show here. We've got some stuff actually from last Thanksgiving too, and I'll bet you've all forgotten last Thanksgiving show, so it should not bore you too terribly much. And some of our previous calls just for fun. And I don't know, we'll probably jump back in here at some point before the show is over to give you another little segment of just us enjoying stuff and chatting with you. So relax, listen to this next segment or two, and then hold your breath and see if we come back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Well, ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Hey,
Thanksgiving was 2 days ago, so now it's officially, right? Dr. Mixon, officially the Christmas season?
I guess it is.
I guess it must be.
It must be. Did you bring the tree yet?
No.
Okay, I don't either.
So why don't we just call
No tree in my house.
No tree in my house either.
Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, no tree in my house either. So we'll just elongate it.
We'll be the post-Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes. People are coming out of the food coma.
That's right. Leftovers.
Turkey overdoses are now resolving.
And eating breakfast of cranberry sauce. And you know, those turkey sandwiches are not a bad thing for breakfast with your dinner roll, your turkey, a little stuffing, cranberry sauce. And as long as you only do it once a year. You're okay.
That's right.
Pumpkin pie.
But
breakfast.
When you've got so much turkey left over that you're eating for 3 weeks, it's time to quit.
It's a problem.
Turkey soup, turkey casserole. Yeah. Woo, starting to sound like Forrest Gump. Well, we hope you had a wonderful holiday. Hopefully you were able to spend it with the ones you love and you didn't get too busy to have to feel like you're rushed and hustle and bustle this weekend. Hope you're able to just take a few moments and just relax and take in the season and just have a stress-free rest of your year. That's our hope for you. And of course, we hope that it's a healthy new year as you're going into it. Don't think of, okay, I'll just go crazy and then at the beginning of the year start over. It's like, why not start now? Be healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No time like right now.
Right now.
Because every little bit counts. You know, when I talk to my patients about when they tell me they've gained weight and I tell them, look, today's a new day. Make the most of today. Don't lament on it didn't work yesterday, so I can't make it work today. It's like start anew, start afresh, start with a fresh slate. And whatever you do today counts. And it's very important.
There you go. Okay. I'm so impressed.
Sounds good to me, but then again, I'm gullible. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like most men, I just do what my wife tells me to do. And She's generally right.
You're a smart man, Dr. Mixon.
You are wise, sir. You are wise, and yes, okay. You are right.
Well, as you have guessed, we are here in the studio, Leading Edge Medicine, but we are not live today. We actually recorded this just a few days ago.
Actually, I'm alive.
Yeah, you are. We're all alive, just home with our families, but
right.
We won't be taking phone calls
today. It is a pre-recorded show.
Yes, we are pre-recording. We're playing some best of phone calls a little bit later on with some callers that had called in that we thought you would be very interested in hearing in case you missed them the first time around. So we have that. We have some special guests that we'll be talking with. So I'm not going to give the phone number for our live studio calls today because we are recording. But we are glad to be here and, of course, only recorded a few days in advance. So, Dr. Mixon, maybe you can give us a medical update. What's going on this
week? COVID is thus far not a big problem this year.
That's a good thing.
We're still worried. We don't know because everybody's going to go inside and close the doors and windows and, you know, be rebreathing the air. And this is an aerosolized virus. And so, you know, we could still have a big winter surge.
Okay.
But thus far.
So far.
We aren't seeing that. The big surge this year so far has been influenza.
Okay, the flu.
And and respiratory syncytial virus.
Oh,
RSV.
RSV.
For the kids.
Okay.
Okay. And so right now, you know, we need to get the kids immunized. We need to make sure everybody gets their flu shot because it is a really rough flu year. And especially the old folks. Flu kills the very young and the very old, both.
Mm.
Okay. The COVID just killed the old and almost never killed a kid. So,
The RSVP, that's the one I usually hear about with kids.
No, P, right? RSV, respiratory syncytial virus.
RSV.
And that one hospitalizes a lot of children.
Yeah.
And so the pediatric hospitals in some states are swamped. California is swamped. Much of the East Coast and New England is swamped.
Already. Okay.
We don't seem to have a big problem here, and the Midwest is not having a big problem. So, but it is rising here some. So our Washington pediatric hospitals are seeing a fair bit of RSV and flu.
Okay.
It's just not epidemic to the point that they need to shut things down.
Okay, so what are the symptoms in case somebody's listening and not as familiar for the RSV?
Okay, the RSV is just cough.
Oh, for little
breath.
Kids and babies.
It's by definition, respiratory syncytial virus. So it's a respiratory virus. It's not causing the muscle aches. It's not causing the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. That's flu.
Okay.
So if they ache all over, if they have total body pain and frequently nausea and the cough, now we're looking at flu.
Okay.
That's influenza. If it's just the cough and shortness of breath, that's probably the RSV.
All right.
So,
and do babies get immunized from that? Both my grandsons had that within the first week or two of being born.
They often
do. That was
scary. Yeah, yeah. RSV is very, very common in very young kids.
And, okay, and they were winter babies, so.
Yeah, and that's usually what happens.
Okay.
So, you know, there's not a lot of time to immunize people for RSV.
Yeah.
But anyway, once they're older, we can take care of that.
Okay, very good. Now, there is some sort of, Biden has said, some type of an emergency, health emergency. Are they going to try to mask us up again?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. The politicians used the masks, used the quote, emergency, to change voting, to change employment law, to change, to do abortion. The government control over the quote, COVID emergency was used to justify anything and everything the government wanted to do. And
they got away with it.
And they got away with it. And they've extended it. We're still now in the emergency after 2 years. And Mr. Biden has announced that it's going to last at least until mid-January. That's not a promise. He'll release it in mid-January, at least. And so it could go another year or two if they decide they need it to do whatever they want to do to us.
Okay.
So we just had to wait and see.
And we're not having to wear the masks now.
Not now.
You still do in medical clinics and hospitals.
All medical
mandatory
facilities.
For our state, at least.
Are still required.
And is that just our state is among a few Or is the medical?
Well, again, it's the liberal states. It's required. Now, Got some other states, you know, it's up to the individual facility.
All right.
If you're in Florida or Texas, it's up to the clinic.
Okay.
But if you're in Washington state, it's required or they'll shut the clinic down.
Wow.
And so it's not up to the doctors. It's not up to the staff. You know, if you come into our clinic, please don't get angry at my staff.
Yes, that's right.
And I've seen that. I've seen people really yelling at my staff. And we're saying, "Guy, it's not our fault. You know, we don't have a choice. The governor will shut us down. He'll pull our license to run the clinic if we don't mask up and make you mask up."
That's right.
So
not our choice. So please understand that. And that's with anything. Like if you go to the dentist, or the doctor or anything medically related,
anything medical in Washington state, they have to have masks on the staff and masks on the patient.
Yeah. So if you have a problem with that, don't complain to us. Complain to the powers that be.
That's right. Yeah. Send your nasty dams down to Mr. Inslee.
Mr. Inslee. So he's the one making those decisions.
That's right.
All right. So, so no mask mandate yet. So that's a good thing. Yep. All right.
I hope there won't be, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what else is happening. So we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, but did want to mention something at Longevity Medical Clinics and at Bella Medica. That is the beautiful medicine part of our clinic. We have an opportunity for you to come in and get a health analysis, that free health analysis that we talk about each week. Mm-hmm. You can now do that on Saturdays. Yeah, we changed the hours the last couple of months. Actually got some new doctors in, too.
Yes.
And they are ready for you.
Yeah, they are. You know, because they are new to the clinic, they don't have a big full load of patients yet.
That's right.
And so we said, hey, as long as you guys have some extra time, let's open up the clinic on Saturdays.
Yes.
Because that way people won't have to skip work and schools and those sort of things, and they can come on in. So, yeah, so we have doctors and we have the Bella Medica. All of that is available on Saturdays now.
And I love that. So many people are being told right now, you know, the doctor's not taking new patients, or it's going to take you a while to get in to see this specialist or whatever. And not a longevity right now.
Not longevity. You can get in and get your health analysis appointment done, you know, next Saturday.
Yes.
And so, I mean, this Saturday is probably a little late to make the appointment.
Yes.
But, you know, we get you in quick.
Absolutely. We wanted to let you know, when you come in for that free health analysis appointment, you're going to talk with the doctor. They're going to do two tests for you, a blood test and an in-body test. And what that does is let the doctor know if you are at risk for things that are pretty scary as we are aging, things like dementia and cancers, diabetes. How about brain shrinkage?
Yep, heart disease, osteoarthritis. Yeah, long, long list of really bad stuff. And just those two tests will tell us what your general risk is. Then if you are high risk, then we're going to offer you another test that isn't free. That one is just under $600. Mm-hmm. But that will get you more than $2,000 worth of lab work for $600. And it gets you a full hour with the doctor. Now, I don't know, last time anybody spent an hour with a doctor.
Usually it's five or six minutes. If you're lucky.
That's right. But we get you a full hour with a doctor and a couple of $1,000 in lab work. And that will let the doctor really go through in detail and say, okay, here's what we need to do with you to prevent these issues or to correct the ones you're already developing. And, you know, that's great news because we can help you. Instead of sliding downhill like you are right now, we can help you to get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and we presume that will make you a lot happier.
Happier.
And then you will stay our patient. We have people who have been with us for 20 years.
I love that. Yes.
And our hope is you'll be our next 20-year patient. So come on in. Let us see how fast, strong, lean, smart, and sexy we can make you.
They're very good. From our longevity poster child, Dr. Mixon.
That's right.
Here is that number to call, and you can call it right now. We'll get you on the schedule. 866-86-YOUNG. Yeah, 866-86-YOUNG. And you can even speak that into your phone or your car phone, and that'll get you right to us.
Y-O-U-N-G.
I love it.
For those of you that are spelling challenge.
That's right. You can also go to our website. My mom is 91, and she'd probably do this. She'd go right to the website because she loves that. LMClinic.com. Find out all about us at Longevity Medical Clinic. And you can pick the day and the time and even the clinic closest to you to make your schedule for that free health analysis. We have clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and in Linwood, and we would love to see you here at Longevity Medical Clinic. One thing I did want to mention quickly is that you can tune into our other show, Beautiful You, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the same channel. And one of the things that Bella Medica can do, they can help you not only remove that unwanted hair on your face, your back, your legs, under your arms, they can also restore your hair. You want to find out more. And you know what? I bet they'll talk about that today on Beautiful You. It's all brought to you by Bella Medica, the beautiful medicine portion of Longevity. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. When we come back, a special guest in our studio. In fact, somebody that you may have already met because he is our one of our wonderful health advocates at the Longevity Medical Clinic. We'll be talking with him in just a few minutes, and that's with you and me, Samira. So, Dr. Mixon, you take a moment to just, he's already got his arms up. He's in his relaxed position. Have a cup of coffee, and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a few minutes. We invite you to stay tuned. Medicine. Hi there. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and Dr. Umat, you have a special guest.
I love this. This is the weekend of specialness. You know, I love the story that we came back into because so many times we just forget. You know, we get into this monotonous routine of, yes, we got to treat this patient, we got to do this, and we got to do that. But you forget what it's doing for them. And what it's doing is so critical today than it was when it first started. In the beginning, it was like, okay, yeah, let's see if this works. 20 years ago when Dr. Mixon started these clinics, the idea of hormone replacement therapy was so new. Mm-hmm. But yet, it did make a difference. And today, that treatment is now rooted in science. We know it works. We know the positive impact it has on people's lives. There are hundreds of papers written about it, but we've built on it and we've added more and more. And the beauty by getting into it very early is that we know some of the pioneers and some of the experts. Dr. Mixon has met them personally. He knows them personally. And I have established contact with them also over the years as I've gone to meetings and conferences and gotten my board certification. And these are the people who are writing, who are publishing, who are training, and who are educating. And in our little area of Seattle, Washington, we are not unique in what we're offering. We're one of several wonderful and amazing practices across the country. And when I came back from my conference in Dallas, it was just so reassuring. I met people from Wyoming, from Alabama, from Arizona, different states, New York, New Jersey, from different states that are offering very similar things. Doing it a little bit differently, focused on a little few different things here and there. The team from Florida was amazing. They do IV nutritional therapies, and we're going to get into that. But I thought what we'd do today is maybe start with talking about the process of becoming a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Oh.
Being a part of this new idea of maintaining health and preventing deterioration with time before it happens. Because you know you can do it. So I invited Howie to come and join us. Howie's been an amazing addition to our practice. He's one of our health advocates, and he's our first point of contact with any new potential patient who wants to come and become a member of our team and have them provide us with their care. So, Howie, walk us through what is involved, what you tell people, and what are you hearing from them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on.
Yes, welcome to our show.
Great to see Lynette. Great to see you again, Dr. Mixon. And so I'm really excited. I love talking about this. For me, this is a great opportunity. I love what I do. I'm passionate about it because I see the difference that it makes in the lives of the people that I'm meeting with. And so when someone comes in to Longevity for an HA, we call it a health analysis, it gives me an opportunity to get to know them just a little bit. And through that short couple of minutes at the beginning, I'm able to start to develop a little bit of a relationship.
Sure.
Just to better understand, again, what are their needs? Why are they here?
Right.
So I always start out with, you know, what brings you in today?
Right.
And how did you hear about us? And surprisingly, most people say the radio show. It's a show.
Awesome. Yay.
Wow. Really? You've heard about us on the radio?
All right. Well, that's where I heard about it.
Right. Exactly. So, but that's a great starting point. And so, you know, just trying to understand what people's needs are based on what they know at that point. And really, what it comes down to is I like to explain to people the purpose and the goal of longevity medical clinics is to help you feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you feel better, we know that you will function better.
Right.
And when you function better, that literally that will force you to live a better life.
Sure.
And so I see a lot of people, you know, straighten up. I see a lot of people respond facially when they hear we're going to help you feel better.
Yeah.
And we do that by taking a comprehensive approach to what they're coming in for. And so I talk about the program. I talk about how this is a commitment on their part, but it's also a commitment on our part.
Right.
As a clinic to come alongside you.
Absolutely.
And really take a look at what it is that you're going through right now and how do we not only prevent further things from happening, but actually reverse some of the things that you're experiencing now.
Right.
And I think that's the most fascinating part of what we do.
Right.
I think patients who come in have no idea.
Right.
That we're able to reverse some of these conditions that they might have.
Absolutely.
Or really change not just their physical lives, but their outlook.
Yeah.
And how that's impacted by, you know, choices that they've made or genetics.
And yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big part of this.
You know, a lot of times people think that they can do a blood test once every 5 years and that's enough. That's all they need.
Right.
But that's not true. Now, insurance companies will hold you to that because they don't want to pay for your blood draws.
Right. Yeah.
But things change quickly. Your body responds to what you're doing to it, good or bad.
That's correct.
And objective data drives your responses.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. And again, you know, without going too far into the details of the health analysis, because I cover this with patients, but you're getting multiple blood draws throughout the first year. And that works to help us understand how you're progressing in this program. If we're not doing what we set out to do initially, then we're going to correct. We're going to course correct to make sure that you're getting the goals that you set out ahead of time to achieve. We're going to help you achieve those. So that's a really another big part of this that I get to explain to people.
Yeah. No, I mean, life changes. I tell everybody you're not static. You're dynamic.
Absolutely.
And in your dynamic life, things happen, good and bad.
Yeah.
And we have to adapt and change what you're doing because otherwise you're caught in a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And so what I tell my team always is you have to break the weakest link because it's the weakest link that'll take them down. So you have to address that first.
Okay.
And those are usually patients' goals. Their weakest link is always their goal. They want to do better on their
My hand is raised.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's
a lot of self-awareness.
Yeah.
People who come in and have their goals.
Yes.
They're aware of what their struggles are. Now, what they're not aware of is what we're able to help understand from that blood draw. It's the risks that are there potentially.
Right.
And that's, and marrying those things, your goals with the risks that are there, it's a big part of an overall health plan.
Yeah.
And so, you know, helping again, it goes back to if you feel better, you're going to function better.
Yes.
And enjoy your life more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And that's why the mantra here has been smarter, leaner, sexier, faster for
yes.
forever and ever and ever
yeah,
and
Dr.
a day.
Dr. Nixon is smiling right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so true, especially if you, as a patient myself, you know, being told year after year after year after decade after decade that, you know, oh, no, your blood tests are fine. It's normal. And I'm like, but why do I feel so tired? Yeah. Why do I feel this way? Why? And I come in and then I see that mm-hmm. because how you presented all of that information to me
right.
and explained this is, well, they would say this is normal, but no, not for us. And explained to me, it's like, oh, so it wasn't this causing my problem. It was this. And
yeah.
Now we're on that road to, on that course.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's
empowering.
And it's for me again, it goes back to, I like to help people. I've always helped people. That's been just a part of my nature. And when I can sit with someone and I can actually know that what I'm doing can impact them in a positive way.
Come in and make that health analysis appointment, and you may be lucky enough to be talking with Howie, and he will get you and guide you on the next steps of what to do at Longevity. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG and sign up for that free health analysis appointment today. Stay there. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in a moment.